former Sawdust Factory in Brooklyn, has been transformed into a nonprofit music venue with a $4 million annual budget. It spends nearly a quarter of that to commission new works, to record and release albums, and support young artists. It's called National Sawdust, Rick Carr reports.
Vocalist Helga Davis says National Sawdust is aiming to be the kind of institution that can do what the Metropolitan Opera or New York Philharmonic do for mainstream artists.
We need a space for the next generation of composers and performers who don't actually fit into any of the existing spaces, who don't actually have homes in which to experiment, to build their muscles, to build their vocabularies, to build their audiences.
Davis is one of 12 current artists in residence at National Sawdust. So is composer and performer Abraham Brody. He's the kind of difficult-to-categorize artist Davis is talking about. Sometimes he almost sounds like a singer-songwriter. And sometimes he dives deep into Baltic and Slavic folk music. That's why Brody says he feels right at home at National Sawdust.
It's not just for contemporary classical music, it's not just for experimental music, it's not just for world music, it's everything together. I just find this openness here is really unusual.
Brody says it's also an unusually generous residency. The nonprofit brought him to New York from his base in Vilnius, Lithuania, found him spaces to live and work for 5 months, and flew in his collaborators for performances in Brooklyn and at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. National Sawdust provides its artists with close to $1 million a year in support, according to its co-founder and artistic director, composer Paola Prestini.
The hope is to educate a new audience to constantly be listening differently, but also for artists to be educated in terms of how to be able to create a sustainable career. And then in terms of us and how we're leading the space, how to create a sustainable business in a world that's constantly changing.
You'll never believe, never believe what I tripped over in the garden.
For starters, National Sawdust was able to raise funds to buy its building, so there's no worry that it'll be displaced by rising rents in a gentrifying neighborhood. It generates about 40% of its revenue at the box office through venue rentals and food and drink sales. The remaining 60% comes from philanthropists, many of whom are supporting music for the first time, Prestini says. National Sawdust is also a recording studio. Each artist in residence gets 20 hours of free recording time, which is enough for some to complete an album. The winner of last year's Pulitzer Prize for Music was recorded at the venue, the opera Angel's Bone by composer Du Yun.
Angels! Angels fall in the brambles!
National Sawdust also has a record label. Former Kronos Quartet cellist Jeffrey Ziegler runs it. He's also married to Paola Prestini. He says in this age of almost unlimited online musical choice, he wants the label to recreate the kind of curated random encounter listeners experience while flipping through CD and LP bins in record stores.
What have you found?
I kind of liked the fact that, like, maybe there's a band that I like and then it happens to be near this other bin, or something is misfiled, or like, oh, that's kind of a cool record cover, and you just kind of, you're curious about it. And that's something that I think that is missing for a lot of fans of music these days.
Later this year, National Sawdust's reach will extend to the West Coast. It'll begin booking shows at the Wallace Annenberg Center for Performing Arts in Beverly Hills, in addition to the ones it already books at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and its permanent home in Brooklyn. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr.